The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I am your guest host, standing in, sitting in for Mr. John Stadmiller today. Got a call around 2:30. John evidently had a rough weekend. Looks like he may have a little touch of the flu, so I hope he gets better. And I had a rough day yesterday also. I did not do my own broadcast. About a half an hour before my broadcast time, I end up calling the board up, the producer, and saying, I have to abort this mission here. Got my show ready to go, and I'm having complications here. Not the flu, but I'm not following my own advice. I was out here in the hot sun working really hard on my property here, and I'm redoing all my landscaping and the garage and everything, and I overexerted myself way too much. And I'm talking about excessive perspiration. Father used to say, perspiration, never say sweat, perspiration. And evidently I'd not replenished my fluids adequately, hydration, including electrolytes, and I hit rock bottom. About half an hour before the show, started cramping up everywhere. I cramped all through the night, even though I was trying to catch up with the hydration, the electrolytes. Could not do so, and I had a rough night. A little groggy today. And unfortunately, this is the second time. I thought I learned my lesson, but I did not. So I'm going to have to work a little harder. I am no spring rooster. 58 years old out here in the hot, hot sun. You have to do the right things and you have to stop when you're ready. I have this habit of working really hard, going out there in the hot sun and then stopping because I said, well, I'm hot and I'm thirsty. I'm gonna take a breather. And I've gone way beyond my point. I just have to stop and say I'm done for the day. And I didn't do so. So I paid the cost of that yesterday. So I'm here I'm going to do my show that I would have done yesterday today. And maybe throw a couple other things in there. So, John, get better. We'll hopefully see you back tomorrow. And still looking to add another day this week here with my good friend Vincent Finelli on the USA Prepares type side topics. Hopefully Thursday. I am going to press for a Thursday if I can. Maybe give John another day off there to rest up a little bit. But love working with Vincent Finelli. Sharp guy. I like to start the broadcast off a little bit with observations, things I see. Things that just don't quite make sense, or from what I'm being told by government, either local government or federal government. So this week, first I want to start off with a segment about friends, real friends versus acquaintance friends. There seems to be a little confusion there, and I'm coming to the realization that do I really have friends? Do I really have friends, or are these people just acquaintance friends? Well, this week I had a good friend I've helped out many, many times, saved him a lot of time, a lot of money, even made him some money. And it came down to my time that I really had a project. I needed a second hand to help me on this project. Probably wouldn't take more than 2 hours tops. And I'm thinking all the time I've spent helping this friend, and I make a request, hey, do you have time to help me on this? I need a second set of hands to help me maneuver this and put this on the wall and this and that. Sure, not a problem. Okay, great. What day? okay, this works fine. We set the date and I said, you know, on top of it, I'm a fabulous chef. I'm going to make you a killer Chinese dinner tonight. So we'll have a nice dinner. We'll go out there in my Florida room. We'll put the fans up, these big giant ceiling fans up, and we'll have a good time while we're doing it. Well, that's what friends do. Yeah, no problem. I'll help you make a nice dinner, have some fun. So I'm waiting, and I made these beautiful egg rolls. I made a whole platter of egg rolls, like 30 egg rolls, and I make really good egg rolls. So I'm waiting, and he doesn't show. I give him a little bit of time. He finally calls me. He's already a half an hour late, 45 minutes late, saying he's locked his keys in his car. And somebody else who has a second pair is not home. So he's waiting. And I said, you know, it sounds like this is a dilemma today. And I'm actually taking this, what he's telling me, as to being truthful. I don't know if it is or was just a story because he wanted to get out of it. So benefit of the doubt, I'd say, you know what? Okay, things happen sometimes. You must have had a rough day to do that. Let's put it off. Let's do it tomorrow. Okay, sounds good. Tomorrow. So tomorrow comes, 7 o'clock he's supposed to be here, 7:30 comes. I look at my wife, I say, he's going to blow me off. She's getting a little angry because we've helped this guy out so much. 7:45, 8 o'clock comes, still no call. 8:15, I get a call. Tell me he scored on something here and he's all excited and he's finding reason for me to say, you know what, just forget it. And that's actually what I end up saying. You know what? You sound like you're just too dang busy. Forget it. Well, with that in mind, am I going to be stepping out, helping somebody who did not come forward to help me in the future? No, I'm not. Which brings me back to a conversation I had with Vincent Finale when I spent some time with him up in right around Christmas, after Christmas, a couple days after Christmas. Vincent, I sat down. Now, I didn't even know Vincent at the time. And I'm studying Vincent, and he's a great guy, and he really is an amazing guy. He's a world of knowledge. He's like an encyclopedia. If you got a question, he's got an answer for you. I don't think you can stump the guy. I really don't think so. That wasn't my goal. But we were talking about friendship, real friends, neighbors, and going back to what we used to remember real friends and neighbors were all about. On my street back in Indiana, we had neighbors, true neighbors, back in the 60s and 70s, and even into the 80s and early 90s before we moved it from the neighborhood. And a neighbor really cared about your kids. We cared about their kids. Our cul-de-sac, our street there, we all knew each other. We were a family on one street. And the next street over had their family, and the next street over had their family. And we would step in and help out our immediate neighbors either side of us, sometimes even across the street. That's what being a neighbor was about. And I don't know what today is. What there is a neighbor is the guy who lives next door. He doesn't want to get involved most of the time. He doesn't want to get involved. Can you count on him? No. Will he be over at your house, knock on your door saying, can I have a cup of sugar? Can I borrow your ladder? Can I borrow your chainsaw? Yeah, probably so. That's the neighbor you don't want. Which brings me back to the conversation Vincent and I had was, I have no room in my life for any more friends. I have no room anymore for those kind of friends because they don't reciprocate. I just don't know what's going on in the world where people just continually use you to their advantage, and don't give back. Like I said, Vinny, if you're listening, I'm on board. I can't handle any more new friends. I can't. I'm just going to do it alone. Most everything I can do alone. Not count on anybody. Just hire somebody. If I need to, I'll hire somebody. But forget the friend, which also in return means don't call me. These people who keep turning away and are always too busy to help you, but you were never that busy to help them. You were always there for them. I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be finding other things to do. My ladder, I don't have it. Somebody else has it. Things are going to change. Things are going to change. So we actually had another situation, friend, from my wife. So we go to Plan B. Plan B is her friend at work. Her husband's a handyman. He's got some time. Sure. He'd be happy to come over and help you do that. Not a problem. So he comes over, assesses it. Not a problem. This is be easy. Okay, great, great. I'm going to pay him, by the way. But, you know, you think as a friend that we're not talking major, major bucks because they're friends, right? His wife's a good friend of my wife. She had a baby shower for his wife. She made some really nice quilts. She's a very good quilter. She made two nice quilts for the baby that's coming pretty soon. So there's a relationship, a friendship there in the office place. And her husband, yeah, he can do that. He can help you. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm not Mr. Money Bags at all. So I'm thinking, you know, he'll help me on this. And then when he moves, because he'll be moving into another house here pretty soon, I will help him move into his new house. I'll take the entire day to help somebody who helps me. But I was going to give him some money for helping me out. But, you know, I just didn't expect that I would be getting the regular rate where he'd be charging somebody else he didn't even know. And I got to tell you, my wife was rather upset to say how much I have done for this woman and these quilts that she made and this and that. And it really didn't matter. It's because you're a customer and that's it. There's no friend. That's the acquaintance friend. I don't have any room for any more of those kind of friends. Neither is my wife. Things have changed totally. She said, you know what? I'm going to do my own job and be polite, friendly in the workplace, but no extras. No extras. I hate to say this, but I had this perception from the very beginning when she tells me they live in a trailer park. Sorry. I'm sure there's some fine people who live in those places, those facilities, those mobile home parks, trailer parks, whatever you want to call them. I'm sure there's some fine people. But then there's that other class of people that I really don't want to be around. The tattoos should have tipped me off that she has tattoos, and that's kind of weird, and it's not a class act. But I let it go, you know? I let it go. But it didn't work out. Asked just ballpark figure how much would it cost. He gave me a number. I'm like, oh, wow. That's like what you would do for people you don't know price. So everything we did before, the quilts and everything else my wife had done was really meaningless, meant nothing at all. I guess they look at our house and they say, well, you can afford this. It's a nice house, but it's not. I'm not rolling in the money here. So I find that people have two different prices. I've had how many people come out to my property to trim trees? There's two prices. They look at your property and say, oh, $2,000, $2,500. Trim all your trees up. We'll take care of it for you. One guy comes and said $1,500. Another guy says $1,200. So there is this observation of what you have, your belongings inside your house, your outside. Maybe what kind of car you drive on your, what's on your driveway for a car? Is there a nice big boat on your driveway? And they factor all that in. And they say, you know what? For anybody else that didn't have all this stuff, I would probably quote you this price right here. But since you've got a nice Bayliner boat, you've got newer cars, nice cars, you've got a four-wheeler, you got all this stuff, which I don't have, by the way. I don't have a four-wheeler, I have a boat. But that's what they factor in to get their price. They got nothing to lose, I guess, you know. They figure you got it. Maybe you're not smart enough to be a good consumer to actually look around to price things out. You're just going to jump on and say, sure, go ahead. I can afford that. maybe I can. But I don't want to spend more than I really, really necessarily have to. You ask yourself, why are some people so wealthy? Because they're good consumers. They're wise spenders. They don't spend more than they really have to. And they don't take the bait for being gouged. Neither will I. So, again, no room for new friends. Throw that one in the trash. Also, I noticed the radicals on the left-hand side there, the radical left, the insane, living in the PC world this weekend, driving around town here in Central Florida. And you see these, you know, there's somebody always sticking up for somebody who's brown, somebody who's black, you know, discrimination. Always throwing that around, whether it's real or not, or it's just a perception of. I really don't find people. I have yet to really find anybody who's come out and said, I hate these people. And I hate these people. I hate brown people. I hate black people. I hate Chinese. I never hear anybody say these things. I never heard anybody say, I hate Jews. Never in my life have I ever heard anybody come out and say, I hate these people. Never. Never. Which brings me to the guy who blew by me in his big giant truck the other day. Big giant truck with huge monster wheels. Didn't have the gun rack in the back. I guess back in the day in the 70s, they had those gun racks in the back. That's how you knew you had a redneck right there. But nobody sticks up for the redneck. You ever notice that? Nobody sticks up for the redneck. You can say redneck all day long. You can say that guy's a redneck. And nobody comes and says, that's not politically correct. You shouldn't say those things. That's terrible. They don't even know where the term actually originated from. And it goes back to the farmer who works in the fields, the long days, the hot sun beating down on him, and the burnt neck, the red neck. But now it's taken on a whole new term, a whole new meaning. We can thank John Travolta for that. With Urban Cowboy, that everybody has to have a cowboy hat and ride a mechanical bull. So nobody's protecting the rights, the interests of the redneck, and I'm not going to either. I just thought it was funny that we hear that all the time, redneck, and nobody's ever come out and said, that's really not very nice. Actually, it's even funny when you hear the redneck say, I'm a redneck. Yes, I'm proud of it. I'm a redneck. People like Kid Rock. Who the hell goes through life being known as Kid Rock? Grow up, Kid Rock. Well, I'm Jazzy Steve. Call me Jazzy Steve from now on. Yeah, let's do that. Well, I did a little walk through the mall the other day, and I just had to see, 3.3% unemployment. I had to see that for my own two eyes. We went to the mall. The Sears is closing up in this mall nearby. Big closing, 20 to 35 or 30% off right now. So I go in there, and it is a good time to buy some things if you need them. I'm looking for shelving units to put in the garage and organize myself. I like to organize. I like to have things in their place. So right now is a good time to go buy shelving at some of your closing Sears. Hey, deck your garage out. Make it what you want. Make the man cave, I guess. And so that's what I'm working on a little bit, to organize my garage with all these shelving units that they're essentially giving away. But I want to talk about what I saw and what I hear from the local level and the federal level that just doesn't pan out. We'll be right back. Spit it out. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stadmiller. Get well, John. We'll be right back after a short commercial break. Must come down.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stabmiller. Before I go back into my economic visual, what I saw over the weekend, I'm going to bring on Dr. Kelly in Northern California. He wants to talk about a mass casualty training event. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Oh, yeah. And thank you so much for changing gears and letting me do this. I didn't quite get to squeeze it in. I got it too late to put it on my show. And it just was so Sandy Hook-esque, it's making my hair stand up. I'm so mad. And okay. I think that this is a blatant waste of public funds and resources. And I'm going to be faxing it to the California State Auditor shortly and the El Dorado Grand Jury if I can find their contact info. And this article is from Tahoe Daily Tribune, Friday, October 11th, 2019, from page 3, this issue. The title is South Lake Tahoe First Responders to Train for Mass Casualty Incident. And I'm going to read it as fast as I carefully can. Staff report is the author. South Lake Tahoe, California. First responder agencies across South Lake Tahoe are planning an active shooter training exercise next week. The training exercise from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, October 16th, is being conducted by the South Lake Tahoe Police Department, South Lake Tahoe Fire Rescue, Cal Tahoe JPA, that's Joint Powers Authority, Barton Health, which is the hospital, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Lake Tahoe Unified School District in accordance with national guidelines and best practices for emergency response, according to a press release from the city of South Lake Tahoe. The training drill will be staged at South Tahoe High School and Barton Memorial Hospital, simulating a mass casualty incident to prepare responding agencies for a large-scale traumatic event. The drill is designed to prepare agencies for response. There are no current indicators of such an event taking place. No students will be involved in this event, and the training will take place after school with character actors to ensure no impact on children. Residents, hospital guests, and those on campus after school may see commotion associated with the training drill, including police activity, helicopter and emergency response vehicles, and actors portraying active shooter victims. To allow effective training for police, fire, hospital, and emergency response agencies, the public is prohibited from this event. Official updates and public information during the training exercise will be distributed throughout the city. Barton Health and Lake Tahoe Unified School District Twitter feed at City of SLT for South Lake Tahoe, at Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, Health, and at South Tahoe, T-A-H-O-E, Hi. And thank you for putting this in. The reason that this is a big event is because the governor, Nancy's nephew, Gavin Newsom, has just tried to pass another stack of things that go against the Second Amendment. Since you're on the financial side of things, I'll give you that an attorney named David Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, was indicted in Zephyr Cove, Z-E-P-H-Y-R, Cove, Nevada. That's right next to South Lake Tahoe. And there's a 70-something count federal indictment out there, which is beautiful because he's been busted on wire fraud, all these other, you know, what a lot of these other crooks have been up to, and someone has finally been charged with those crimes. And it's got 10 times more indictments than the Richardson, Texas, Jordan Maxka indictment that I got to read on my show over the past few months. And, you know, thank you so much again for letting me pop in with that. And and thank you for...
I've got a couple questions for you, Dr. Kelly. You know, I used to live in Northern California, lived in Windsor. I don't know if you know where Windsor is, outside of Santa Rosa. But what do you make of Gavin Newsom and being okay with and allowing this PG&E to actually shut off the power for 1.5 million people? I'm just looking for the back on that medical-wise, since I'm in the medical field. How many people had actually died from not having their electricity for their machinery to keep them alive, the COPDers and you name it?
This is
amazing.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
Yeah, it's unprecedented. And here's the thing. The wisest thing to do would be to immediately remove and replace the radio frequency and microwave radiation emitting devices that interfere with medical implant devices, with the pacemaker, with the insulin pump, with the deep brain implant stimulators. It is a trespassing technology. It is on the gas utility, if you have Southwest Gas or Pacific Gas and Electric, and they've even deployed water meters that use the ERTs, or sending, electronical, receiving, transmitting technologies. And those batteries have failed in those units in the Truckee area.
Dr. Kelly, I want to hear more about this. I have more questions for you. So if you don't mind holding over after the break, let's go right back to this. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Kick down, break down, take down, everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, hurry, just about the time you think it's all right.
And we're on the phone with Dr. Kelly in Northern California, telling us about a shakedown, what's going on in California and actually Lake Tahoe. Dr. Kelly, go ahead and finish up there. I've got a couple questions for you also.
Oh, great. Looking forward to it. And I'm glad that you have a background and that our listeners are super educated and our hosts are just, covering what's super critical to the people out there. I did earlier cover, I read the entire Please Veto Senate Bill 649 letter that Dr. Martin Paul, P-A-L-L, mailed to Jerry Brown on September 20th, 2017. That was a veto of the 5G deployment, and I've heard from Southern California residents that it's popping up in several cities and counties across the state in violation of, the people's rights since this was supposed to protect the people. This covers the voltage-gated calcium channel mechanism and is a fabulous piece. I'm currently reading an electronic silent spring, and, man, I cried my way through the first chapter learning about the injuries to the people and the wrongful deaths at San Diego State University. Dozens of employees. And the utility providers need to wake up and smell what's cooking because it's your parts. Yeah. and you have public laws to protect you. And I'm not in this for me. I'm in this for you and for your God-given rights. And it's just very odd that no one, even a prep-minded person, had the time to gather the necessary things to get through this quote-unquote. To me, it just appears as an exercise in civil unrest, in wiping out the sick and the infirmed and our elderly and, our older, more vulnerable populations, those in the womb. And it's just terrible. And, I think it's definitely a form of, it's crimes against the humanity and the people, and it needs to be dealt with. Those that are responsible need to be, investigated by the CPUC and also the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, and the California Public Utilities. And if you have any of these meters on your property, this is a perilous time for you, and you deserve better. So if you have, a Landis Gear, an Itron, or an AMI on your electrical utility, and be very careful when examining these devices. The gas utility for Southwest Gas apparently uses an Elster, ELLSTER, and the water utilities are using typically the ITRON, the Itron brand. And go ahead.
I had on my show twice on my show and once on John's show, Eric Windheim of EMF Solutions. He was talking to us about electromagnetic frequency and the hazards and the harms and the cancer. And you always wonder about those big towers and what's going on here. And I actually, it was about a month ago, I actually seriously had a reaction to driving by and stopping. Directly aside of me to my left was a huge giant tower, radio tower, with all the gadgets on it. And I didn't even know it was there. I started getting a splitting headache. It got worse and worse. Then I looked over and saw it, and then I moved away, got a green light, left. The headache disappeared. So he talked about fighting Verizon on the EMF exposure and the 5G trying to stop this. And he realized that his life was threatened, and it got to a point where he says, I'm not going to win this. We're talking about corporate fascism here. They're going to get what they want. 5G is coming. We cannot stop it. He decided to move from Sacramento to the sticks somewhere because he said inside the dense forest of the Redwoods that this 5G will not penetrate. So he's decided to move into the forest. But I talked to Orlene Kurla quite a bit. I don't know if you're familiar with her, state president for Eagle Forum. Right after those fires in Northern California and Paradise, she and I had a long talk, and I've been talking about smart meters for a long time. I don't want one. We didn't have much of a say-so. Most of the time you went to work, you came back home, and there was something new on the side of your house. They allowed you to opt out in California, but I think there's a monthly charge for it. I'm not sure what it is. But these people moved in the middle of the night or while you were at work to put these smart meters on your home. But what she did reveal to me in the fires that devastated Santa Rosa, where I used to live, and then outside of that was in Windsor, certain areas there were just devastated. And the anomalies of these fires, how hot they were, and just things that didn't make sense. Well, one of the things that she pointed out was that everybody, she lived in Fountain Grove, everybody who, her neighbors all had smart meters. She opted out, said, no, I don't want one. Everybody who had the smart meter lost their home and burnt to the ground. Hers did not. Nothing happened to it, which then we started hearing about, is it possible the direct energy weapon using these, beaming down on these smart meters, could they make them explode and start fires? Well, then we saw Donald Rumsfeld talking about it in the 90s. Yes, we have direct energy weapons. We can use them, but we're still working on them to perfect them, probably used in other countries, but things didn't make sense. And then I started to learn about Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and then I started to learn about ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, basically with sustainability and understanding that they're trying to core out people, parts of California, push people out of these rural areas, these dense areas, push them out of those areas, make sure that they can't go back and rebuild, whether their hands are tied because now it's a sanctuary or there's some new critter they found because now it's a rare critter. We can't have you build there again, or tie your hands with insurance that you can't rebuild because you cannot insure the property. So this whole thing with ICLEI and Agenda 2030, the sustainability thing that's going on, is real. It is real.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what the Jordan Maxga indictment in Richardson, Texas was all about. It was all about the Pack'em and Stack'em housing and the, you know, the UN Agenda 21 stuff. And it just shows what a bunch of cheaters, liars, and sore losers that particular brand of people are, that want to force us to do whatever to violate our peace, our health, and our privacy. And you're exactly right. And it's a shame, and it needs to be immediately. We need to notify if you have a good state senator, if you have a good congressman, whether they're in your district or not, reach out to them and find out what's going on. Why was this done against my will? Why do I have to threaten a public utility provider with a federal lawsuit to get them to obey the law? There are Golden State Power is the electrical cooperative law here in California, gspower.com. And the law librarian in Sacramento was able to help me locate that information. And the, you know, none of these meters have been Underwriter Laboratory certified. They're not compatible with structures built prior to 2010. And I'm going to point out all of the other things that folks have, you know, either not included in their work or just didn't have room to fit it in. And let's see, what else was I going to do? Yeah, the, Well, go ahead with a question, and I'll collect my thought
I want you to hang on here because I've got a call coming in here from Colorado, and I got a funny feeling they're going to be asking you questions. So if you don't mind hanging on, let's get this call. Jeff in Colorado, you're on the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a question about this big power shutoff in Northern California. And what it has to do with is that power is being generated all the time. Northern California, from what I understand, is mainly hydroelectric power. And these generators are going around the clock pumping out power. And you don't just flip a switch and shut them off. There's got to be a slow wind down, you know. What happened there?
Good point.
Dr. Kelly, can you address that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a friend that used to work at one of those power plants, and his instructions were to close the valving and the inlet to one of these devices. And he didn't hear the part of the instruction about like a quarter of a turn every few moments or minutes, and he just swung the thing, completely closing it off, and the whole facility started to rumble like an earthquake. And the boss came with eyes as big as fried eggs, and he was like, somebody up there really cares about you, because that should have ended all of our lives abruptly. And the other point, too, that I do remember is that I read a story from a Dr. Scala, S-K-A-L-A. He's a retired Christian chiropractor in the town of Paradise who happened to be out of town during the disaster. He had taken his dog with him, and his wife went to meet with him. He was actually in Los Angeles during the Paradise Fire. Only three of the homes in the neighborhood of 25 burned, and five of the churches that he passed on the way to his church did not burn. yet it was complete and utter destruction and devastation next door, across the street, you know, around the corner. And I did hear also that there was a certain woman activist in that neck of the woods, and her trees behind her home were totally beautiful. When I moved to Grass Valley in 2014, there were two smart meters on a 10-acre property, and several of the 100-foot-plus trees, it looked like the root structure was petrified, and these huge trees fell over, and one of my companion animal cats died a horrible death within 6 months of being 80 feet from a couple of smart meters. And so they are deadly, it is deliberate, and it's really disgusting. And thank you again for letting me pop in with that. And any other questions?
Well, you know, it's very irresponsible. It's like, you know, it takes time to actually shut down the process of electric for 101.5 million people there. But you're right, it takes time to do so. But they say that the winds were going to carry. Well, we always have winds, but they've had 2 years. If PG&E really was responsible for this, and I don't believe they really were for the fires in Paradise or anywhere else, I don't believe they were. I do believe they were the deep pockets that they went after, but I don't believe they actually caused the fires. Those fires were spaced out. It was amazing what was going on here. I talked to Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio, had him on the show. We talked about the anomalies and the slow response time to fix this allowed to potentiate and make this problem worse than it really was. It was all the ingredients, everything that was supposed to happen didn't happen, which means this thing was planned. Like I said, it's coring out sections of California for ICLEI or Agenda 2030, that whole program there, the agenda. And I just can't believe so many agencies would fail all at the same time. That's not possible. People forget to do their jobs.
Yeah, Agriculture Department, Department of Weights and Measures, Department of Public Health, the City Planning Commission, the Board of Supervisors, the Public Utilities Commission, and a whole bunch of other ones. And, they've even Verizon and Epic have started to deploy truck-mounted cellular-on-wheels is what they're calling it. They're not even getting the Environmental Quality Act study or review or report. They are not getting the proper permitting for the specialized use. And so a parking space that is a parking space is now being occupied by, I guess there are two masts and a whole bunch of other radar dishes and different arrays and antennas and structures. And so antennasearch.com is usually a very helpful tool to be able to locate things within a four-mile radius of the address that you enter into that particular search engine. It also has, you can use an interactive mapping feature, and it also has, you can print the owner's name, the insurance carrier, the output. In a perfect world, those will be updated. But I saw some very suspicious things in Nevada City in Grass Valley, and I was on their grand jury from 2012 to 2015. And I saw an increase from 4 or 5 devices in the entire valley to 130 within a four-mile area around the Rood, R-O-O-D, government center. I printed these documents. I took them to a Board of Supervisors meeting, and I used the closed-circuit TV like a document cam to make a big picture of it, and people are just in a hypnotic state because of the screen sickness and, you know, just not even responding to the crisis.
Let me throw a question at you real quick here. I don't want to keep you longer than you want to stay. If you want to leave, you just let me know. I'll let you get on, but Understanding that about a week or two ago, Donald Trump signed legislation putting American Marines on our streets, some of the major cities. And I'm going back to, I don't know if you know much about Jade Helm. Do you remember Jade Helm a couple years back?
Yes, I nicknamed it Jade Helmet because it seemed that some of our men had turned into transvestites, for lack of a better term, where just almost overnight, you know, mountain men with beards and the whole deal were then wearing, you know, the prosthetic breasts and wigs, and that was really kind of a, I think it was another one of these weaponized, you know, tests or experiments or whatever. Yeah.
I got one last question for you when we come back after this commercial break. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be right back to talk to Dr. Kelly.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with. And we go back to Dr. Kelly in Northern California here. Question here. We talked about the Jade Helm 12. You call it Jade Helmet. And, of course, we know that was sponsored by United Nations, and the United States was just kind of assisting that whole thing. Understanding what this new legislation would put Marines on our streets, Dr. Kelly, I'm starting to put this all together, pieces of the puzzle. Now you're telling me that there's going to be a mass casualty exercise in Lake Tahoe. I'm kind of putting it all together. It kind of, to me personally, it spells out that we are going to have a significant false flag here pretty soon, and possibly martial law. It just looks that way to me. What do you think?
I respect the Marines, and they're the toughest guys out there, and I'm grateful for those that serve. And, you know, I learned about an executive order where Trump has ordered the DOD, that's defense, and the DOE, energy, to work together to harden our grid, not just from the military, but all the way down against EMP to you and to me. And it's this this shutting off the power is just seems to me to be a slap in the face of something that should be good and protect the people. And perhaps it was some sort of unspoken drill or training for an EMP event. And I really need to read the whole text of the executive order. I have a friend who was a brilliant electrical engineer and a woman, and she read this, and there was some, you know, like wimpy rebuttal. And, you know, I really respect our Marines, and I didn't see them listed as part of this mass casualty event. And as I've stated in American jurisprudence, if there are two or more lives lost in the same common disaster, it becomes a mass casualty. And it's just a horrific waste of the good men and women and our resources that are limited, that need to be focused on clearing out the dead wood that is standing in our forests, right, so that we can gallop through on a horse again someday. And it's time for people to get off their constantly expanding derriere and to put a hatchet in your screen and get out there and help and support and work with those who are aware of what's going on and put a stop to it. That's why I'm faxing this document to the California State Auditor. Now, the auditor is the responsible, I do believe they do enforcement as well as investigation, mm-hmm, of any sort of fraud or waste or abuse or mismanagement by any state employee, or even the appearance of such a thing. And it's really an exciting time to be alive, isn't it?
No, actually, I tell everybody these aren't interesting times. These are bizarre times. I would have never in my million years thought we would be where we are right now. The surveillance, the spying on the American people, my emails, my phone calls, that the American public would be thought of as a villain, as a potential predator. I don't know. These are strange times. They're scary times to me. And it's getting worse. Seems like every president comes in and just potentiated and adds more on to it. And I'm Donald Trump has dropped the ball on this whole thing, and he's ramped up more surveillance on the people than Obama had. So not feeling a whole lot of love for this guy. But this internet kill switch, can you tell me anything about the 5G and the association with the internet kill switch?
I don't really know, because I had the discipline to quit the internet around 2014-ish, 15, and got rid of the cell phones and all of that crap so that they really have to work hard to surveil me.
Okay, well, we're starting the second hour here in a little bit after this commercial break. Dr. Kelly, hang on one more time. I've got one demand for you, and we'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.